Let's understand what's going on. There's a hold button here which shuts off the display. Okay. Let's see.
Done.
With your permission, Sedash Morales, Chapter 11. This was after Shmuel was chosen to be the first king and was anointed by Shmuel HaNavi. And Shmuel HaNavi presented Shaul in front of Am Yisrael, praised him. Shaul went home, and some people were against him. Of course, it's always possible that you have some opposition. But if the way the Navi told us this war, that the nation demanded a king, and Shmuel was the leader at the time. And he said that this is the guy, Shaul is going to be the new king, and the way the Chachamim said, the Midlato and also the asking of him to me, and Shmuel told Am Yisrael there's nobody like him. Then he had some people that maybe don't say hello to him, they don't appreciate him. Of course, always you can find some bad people. And then he emphasized it. But he emphasized there were some people against him. Of course, maybe we need the information for later, but it's not so important. Because he's one that he told us that, chapter 10, that he has some opposition. Chapter 11. Vayal Nachash Amoni Vayichan Al Avish Gilad. The king of Ammon went and he passed in front of Avish Gilad. Avish Gilad is up north and Ammon is on the other side of the Jordan River and he's going to attack Yavesh Gilad. Let me say, in Yavesh Gilad, the tribe of Binyamin used to live as well. Yerukol and Shevish and Nachash, Kotot and Bibin Avdecha. The people of Yavesh Gilad told the king of Ammon, Nachash, his name was Nachash, why don't you make a treaty with us, we'll be your slaves. This is before the JDA. You know, the Chofetz Chaim said, in Europe, when Hitler went into power, Chofetz Chaim said that if some people will go now, Eden, and try to kill him, they'll kill him, it's going to be the end of it. I hope so. But, you know, there was no JDL. Jabotinsky also said that. He didn't say the same thing. Yeah, but Jabotinsky is not Chofetz Chaim. Jabotinsky was the hero. Chofetz Chaim said it, you know, with his holiness, he said it.
Jabotinsky didn't say to kill him. He said that the Jews should get out.
He said also to get rid of him as well. Listen, I did not spoil. I mean, the truth of the matter, the Medina that we have today is because of Begin, not because of Ben-Gurion. Because Begin with the Etzel. And my father used to tell me. And my father used to be in the Haganah, not in Etzel. He told me. Everybody knew that the English people left because of Begin.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it anymore, and the Yassin, the other stories, what he did. So here is, so Nashe Yavesh Gilad told Nachash, we want to be your slave, just make a treaty, don't do anything to us. Now he says, yeah, I'll make a treaty with you, bin kol lachem kol ein yamin. A few explanations what it means. The simple explanation is that Israel is going to take out the right eye of every person that lives in Yavesh Gilad. Everybody should know you, my slave. The Santiach Repar Kol Yisrael, everybody should be ashamed on this nation. Other explanations as well, but that's a simple explanation. The old people told him, let's wait 7 days, let's send some messengers. If nobody is going to help us, then we'll come towards you, you do whatever you want to us. So the people from Yavesh Gilad went to the place called Givat Shaul. Givat Shaul is where Shaul HaMelech lived. But Shaul was not home. In the meantime, Adabu Azrahim was there. He told the people in Givat Shaul the story was going on in Yavesh Gilad that the king of Ammon wants to poke the eyes out. He started to cry. Shaul came, he was in the field. Shaul asked why everybody is crying, they told him what the people said, what the king of Ammon wants to do. Immediately, but it's not work Elohim on Shaul, he says he felt something inside him, when he heard those things, he was very upset. He got him in the cabin, he took a double ox bull, one of them, machloket, and he cut them to pieces. The shalchu bull Israel, he sent with messengers the pieces of the bull, b'yad ha'malachim l'movil, the messengers, to say, asher ha'nu yoseh achri shmuel, achri shmuel, achri shmuel, maybe it's not going to follow. Shaul and Shmuel, koi yasir b'karot, that he's going to do to his cattle. Means he threatened Am Yisrael that everybody has to come immediately to stand behind him. Vayipol pachad Hashem al ha'am etuk yesh echad. Hashem made everybody to be afraid and they all left like one person. It means like it was like drafting. So drafting, we expect, I don't know, maybe millions of people you expect. You should expect. If he said whoever is not going to come, they're going to destroy, they're going to cut his kettle. They expect millions of people, hundreds of thousands, but not what we're going to learn. He counted them, machlok what it means, either it's the name of a place, or that everybody gets a stone. Only 300,000. 330,000 people, that's all. Should there be a few millions?
Is this Givat Shaul near where the Givat Shaul is now? Or is it just the same?
I really don't know. But let's put it this way. This is not too far. Because Shevet Binyamin and Shevet Yehudah were neighbors. And they were neighbors around Yerushalayim. The Beit HaMikdash itself, the Mizbeach, were part on the territory of Binyamin, part of the territory of Yehuda, the Mizbeach itself. The border went through the Mizbeach, through the altar. So Givat Shaul might be over there, but I don't know if they know exactly. They just named it Givat Shaul, but it doesn't have to be over there, but shouldn't be too far from there. So only 330,000 people came upon the calling of Shaul to draft themselves to fight this king of Ammon. The Mura Malachim Abayim, then after he saw how many people came, so Am Israel, Shaul, and his people told the messengers that came from Yavesh Gilad, Ish Yavesh Gilad, go back home and tell the people in Yavesh Gilad, Machat Yerachem Shua. Bechom HaShemesh, tomorrow noontime you'll have a big victory. The people came and told Yavesh Yavesh that tomorrow they're going to have a victory and everybody's happy. So Yavesh send a messenger to the king of Ammon, tomorrow we're coming to you. Without explanation it means to surround or to fight, but you do to us whatever you want. And again, he did not tell them exactly what the purpose of they coming to them. Even more, tomorrow, by Yosem Shaul Tam Shoshah Hashim, Shaul divided the nation into three parts, and Yavu B'toch HaMachaneh, they came inside the camp of the Ammonim B'Ashmoret HaBoker in the morning, where Yaku et Ammon at Chol HaYom, they destroyed the nation of Ammon until midday. Ayu HaNisharim HaYafotu, everybody, whoever was left, ran away, and Yishu B'am Shnayim B'Yachal. There were not two soldiers walking together, they were so afraid, whoever was able to escape ran by himself. And then, is anybody asking why Shaul should rule us? They refer to the statement last week, chapter 10, that some people did not appreciate Shaul as a king. And now, because of this victory, they said, who is against Shaul? No one has shown with them. Let's give us the people that are against Shaul and let's kill them. Shaul said, no, don't kill no one, even though he knew he had an opposition. It's in the Anochai that somebody is against the king has a right to kill him. But Shaul was very humble, that's his explanation. He said, no, don't kill no one. Today is a victory day, so we should not kill anyone. But again, the Navi tells us something that really is irrelevant. We don't have to know that Shaul is in opposition, and people now, after the victory, they want to destroy the opposition, and Shaul said, do not destroy them. Then, right after, just because Shaul had a victory, then Shmuel told the nation, let's go to the Gilgal. The Gilgal was the first stop that Am Israel stopped and dwelt after the cross of the Jordan River with Joshua. It's a holy place. And he wants to go over there to Gilgal. Why you want to go to Gilgal? What? Because it was the first place, it was the holy place, there's plenty of holy places. There's Shiloh, Nob, Givon, there's plenty of places. He said he wants to go to Gilgal. Then over there they went, and over there they decided they're going to appoint Shaul as the king. Even though he was already appointed before, and Shmuel presented him as the king, now because of the victory of this nation, Ammon, then everybody was behind Shaul HaMelech and they appreciated him very much, and then Shmuel called them and they said, okay, let's go back to the Gilgal and let's renew the kingdom. They went to Gilgal, they made him as a king, they appointed him as a king again. יזכו שם זבחים משתמים לפני השם, זה סקריפייס דבדה. ישמח שם שאול וכל אנשי ישראל עד מאוד. All very happy. This is a description. I don't understand why Nabi has to write it. What do you gain from him? What do you want to know? That they made an inauguration for him and they make the sacrifice. What do you have to know all this? Chapter 12 happened to be, it should have been this after all this Shabbat, just because this Shabbat is Rosh Chodesh, so you're going to have another Haftarah, Shamayim Kisi. If this Shabbat would not have been Rosh Chodesh, the Haftarah of Parashat Korach is that this chapter 12. That's not the Haftarah, that's what the Navi says, Emer Shmuel Kol Yisrael, Inin Shamati V'Kolchem, I heard you, L'Kol Hashem Ateni V'Amlich Alashem Melech. They said, I don't know why he had to speak at a time. It's not that they have a speech now. I mean, the reason why they came to the Gilgal is just to re-establish the kingdom. All of a sudden Shmuel is standing and he's going to give a speech. Again, not necessarily this was in Gilgal, sounds like it's in Gilgal. And maybe it wasn't in Gilgal, but that's what the Navi is telling us, the next story after they made Shaul a king. Shmuel is going to give a speech. So that's the speech. In the Shabbat of לכל מה שאמרתם לי, I listen to all whatever you said, ואמליך עליכם מלך, I'm a king, ואתה הנה המלך מתהלך לפניכם. Now that the king is going in front of you, ואני זקנתי וסבתי, I'm very old, the Gemara said he was only 52, but he looked old, ובנה הנה מתכם, I have my children, so חכמים said his children became better, even though in the beginning they weren't so good, not they are good, he's emphasizing it. ואני התהלכתי לפניכם מלורד יום הזה, I was walking in front of you from my early age, my early years until today, ואיני אנובי. I want an answer from you. נגד השם ונגד משיחו. in front of Hashem, and in front of the Mashiach. What's Mashiach? What's Mashiach has to do over here? There's no Mashiach yet. It doesn't say that Shaul is standing over here right in front. I don't know if he's calling Shaul the Mashiach. I said, I need an answer. Answer me. In front of Hashem, in front of Mashiach. Why is saying the word Mashiach? I said, he wants an answer. What's the question? Did they ever take a bull from anybody? Did they ever take or borrow a donkey? Let me ask, did I steal from anybody? Did I take something that doesn't belong to me? Let me ask, who did I smile to without a reason? That means when I judge, did I pay more attention to one of the people that came to court in front of me? Let me ask, did I take a bribe from anybody? Or I looked away from him? I will answer you. And he wants to prove that he was very honest. No, you didn't do anything bad. You did not take from us. You didn't do anything bad. You didn't take anything from anybody. Hashem is a witness. You just said it. That I didn't do anything wrong. Again, the Mashiach is a witness. He didn't find anything wrong. So everybody is standing over there, and Shmuel is trying to find out if anybody has any complaint against him. They heard from Shamayim, a voice is called Bat Kol, that Hashem answers from Shamayim. Witness, it means no one has any complaint, and not only no one has a complaint, it means it's true. Sometimes nobody has a complaint, but maybe he did something nobody has any idea what he did. The Gemara says, no, Hashem from the Shamayim said that Shmuel is 100% clean. He did not do anything wrong in Israel. So then he comes to the speech, for Yemesh Shmuel Ram, then he tells them, Hashem Asher says Moshe v'Aharon, Kadosh Baruch Hu made those strong things that Moshe and Aaron made, Vashelah et Avotechem Yashem Tchaim, he took your fathers out of Egypt, Ve'atah et Yatzvu, now stand up. Means get ready. Ve'yishavta etchem lifnei Hashem, I want to make a judgment. I want to have an argument between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will stand here in the front. Et kol tzvu Hashem Asher Asetchem et Avotechem, whatever Hashem hits you, and to your fathers, he's going to give them a speech. So what the speech is all about? What Hashem did for you through the generations, and how did you behave? Why this is so necessary? Maybe the Gemara says, maybe because Shmuel fears that he's old. Again, he's not old, but he fears that he's going to die. And the Gemara says, before a person dies, he gives some musar, gives some words to the people. That's what Moshe did, that's what Yaakov did. So now Shmuel is doing something very similar. Since Kasher sent us eight with your permission. Kasher va Yaakov Mitzrayim, Yaakov came to Egypt, and Yaakov v'techem l'Hashem, Yisrach Hashem et Moshe v'Taharon. And since it was a very hard time in Egypt, because Paro gave you a hard time, Yaakov did send Moshe and Aaron, and Yisrach v'techem Mitzrayim, Moshe and Aaron took your fathers out of Egypt. But Yishivum b'makom hazeh, they brought you to Israel. They didn't bring you to Israel. It means Moshe and Aaron led you all the way to the border of Israel, and then you were able to cross the Jordan River b'zuchut Moshe and Aaron. Ve'yishkechu et Hashem Elokeihem. It says, after we came to Eretz Israel together with Yeshua, after Yeshua died in his kinim, the Navi told us in Sefer Shatim that Israel forgot about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then they caught them at Israel South Vachator Yad Bikir and Yahweh. And they just repeat the history that the Goyim came and fought with us. Ha'izaku al Hashem, then your fathers spring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'yemru chatanu, we sin ki'anu et Hashem ve'avod et avalim et Asherot, we sin, we left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the worship of the Zahra, ve'ata atzilim yad ha'ibinu ha'avna avdeka. Please help us, save us from our enemies and we'll worship you. No, exactly. I mean, at the end, you see what it means really, but what does it mean? Save us from our enemies, will worship you. I mean, worship you exactly. Veshlach Hashem et Yerubal. Gemara says Yerubal is Gidon, that Bedan means Bedan is Shimshon, that Yiftach, that Shmuel. He talks in the prophecies of the Chachamim. He doesn't say myself, it says Shmuel. And Tzelatchem Yadu Yerchem, Yitzim Vedeshu Betach. The Kadosh Baruch Hu saved you from enemies and you dwell certain. But Tzeru Kinachash, Melech Nehamon Ba'alat, eh? They said that the king of Ammon is coming, but from Uli, lo, Kemelech Nehamon Ba'alat, we won't have a king. But Vashem Elok Shechem Elokichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your king. Ve'ata enao, hinei HaMelech Shechatev, Asher Shechatev, he is the king that you chose and you have. Ve'inei Natan Hashem Elokichem Elokichem. Now you got a king. אם תראו את השם, if you be afraid of הקדוש ברוך הוא, מרדתם אותו, יור שם הקדוש ברוך הוא, נשמעתם מקולו, you listen to him, לא תמרו את פי השם, and you should not do anything against השם, ואתם גם אתם, גם המלך השם הלך עליכם, אחר השם הלך השם. You be like the community for a long time, you and the king. ולא תשמעו כל השם, ואז גנה ליצת הקדוש ברוך הוא, מריתם את פי השם, אלא לסגיד את הקדוש ברוך הוא, not gonna obey, and keep what he says, by saying that Hashem b'chim v'atachem b'chim 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 will punish you. Uba v'atachem and your father. So the Gemara, what do you mean my father? The father already died. So the Gemara, no. It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to send some creatures to the graves of the father. Something that we never heard before. That's the thing that's the only place in the Tanakh. The Nabi is threatening not the people that are alive, he's threatening the dead ones as well. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't listen, Shmuel is using a statement that never heard before, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the dead people. How? So the Gemara said, the Gemara said he's going to send some little creatures to bother the dead corpse in the grave. Says, how do you have this? I mean, how far Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the dead ones? If somebody doesn't listen to Hashem, so Shmuel is threatening that Hashem is going to punish him and his great-grandparents in the grave. Gamata also na ityatzvu, again it says ityatzvu means like stand up. You see something very big. Hashem is going to do something very big. Today is the time that they harvest the wheat. It means summertime. Tichetim is about Chag HaShavuot. And in Israel, the summertime is never rain. The Gemara says that even on Chodesh Nisan should not be any rain in Israel, especially in the summertime. The summertime is no rain in Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want Israel to have rain in the summertime, and was almost never rain in the summer. And this speech was said in the summertime, and Shmuel says, Hayom. I said, I look at the Mayom, today is summertime. I cry Hashem. I'm going to call Hashem. We think Kolot Matar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give noises and rain. Rain is going to come down. You'll see Kiratchem Rabba. You'll see whatever you did is very bad. Hashem Shalachem Melech. He says, it's a bad thing you ask for a king. I says, first of all, if it was a bad thing that I asked for a king, we should have done this right away when we asked for a king, not today. Right away we asked a few chapters before. When Am Yisrael asked Shmuel to have a king, Shmuel said, okay, one second. You think it's a good thing? Let me show you something. Hashem is going to give you rain. The second question is, why rain? I mean, you don't need to have noises and rain. You don't need to have it. You can have a lot of things. You can have an earthquake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of things to do if he wants to do. If Shmuel wants to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something, that's something outrageous, that's unbelievable, something will happen to show him it's ready for something bad. So why did Shmuel Navi choose the noises and the rain? That's a proof. He wants to prove to them it's wrong, the king is wrong. If the king is wrong, why did you do it to us? Why did you agree? Why did Hashem agree? And why now you're telling me that's bad? She said, right away, before you appointed Shaul, before the whole thing started, right away you should say, it's bad thing, that was the end of the story. Now after he chose And he's a king. He says, it's not good, it's not good, you did something bad. And Kara Shmuel, Hashem Shmuel was calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say in Tehillim, what we say Friday night. Shmuel Bekore Shmuel, Shmuel had the power to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu almost, the Chachamim say, like Moshe Rabbeinu. He called Hashem, Vayitein Hashem Kolot Matar Bayom Ahu. That day, all of a sudden, noises and raining. Kolot means probably thunders. Raining. Vayira Kol Ha'am Me'od Et Hashem Et Shmuel. Everybody all of a sudden is afraid of Hashem and Shmuel. Emu Kol Ha'am and Shmuel Yitpalel Bad Avadecha El Hashem Elokecha Ba'al Namut. Tell Shmuel, please pray for us. We're going to die. כי אספנו על כל חטאינו רעה לישור לנו מלבפה את all the sins that we did. Also we need another sin to ask for a king. Again, all the חכמים ask, there's nothing is wrong, that's the famous question. Because it's in one of the mitzvot in the Torah, to appoint a king. The Torah tells us, if you come to Eretz Israel and you want to have a king, you may appoint a king. Here Shmuel says it's a very bad thing, and now they also regret that they asked for a king, and not only they regret, they said this is sin. This is something like another sin that we did. We also sin by asking a king. And the question is, what is the sin that they asked for a king? A king is not a sin. Shmuel told the nation, don't be afraid. You need this bad thing. It says, you did something, don't worry about it. But do not go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart. If there is something that really is bad, one should not comfort them and tell them, don't worry. I am worried. You just proved it to me. You proved that Hashem is upset. You proved that I did something wrong by asking to have a king. Rain came down. Thunders came, and now I regret. I said, I did something very bad. So that moment Shmuel said, okay, forget about it. You don't need a king. You're right. Let's impeach Shaul HaMelech, send him to Connecticut. It's going to be the end of Shaul HaMelech. Instead, Shmuel said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He just told us it's a very bad thing. He just told us it's a bad thing to have a king. You proved it to us, it's very bad. So I said already, I confessed, I said, I'm sorry. Please, pray for us. We feel that we're going to die. Because we did a major sin by asking for a king. Shmuel said, don't worry. What do you mean, don't worry? If I did tshuva, you told me it's wrong. Now I regret. I regret. So Shmuel should, of course, Shaul say, you are fired, you do not need a king. Instead, Shmuel leaves Shaul, he's the king. If it's a bad thing that Shmuel is so upset and he proved it with a rain, Shmuel should have said, okay, you're upset, you regret, so I regret. Fire him, tell Shaul doesn't want to be a king anyway. So tell him, forget about it, the whole thing is a mistake, the Dichuva, they don't want to have a kingdom. So Shmuel said, no, don't worry about it. I mean, don't worry about it. I'm worried about it, I'm afraid I'm going to die. Shmuel said, don't worry, just keep it up and worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's something very bad, you don't tell the people, it's nothing. You tell them, thank you very much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted your apology, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a forgiveness for you, and please, from now on, don't ask for any more kings. Instead, he said, no, don't worry about it, and the 21, said, don't go behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, don't go off HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki acharei arto, asher lo yoilu, do not move and go behind after the not valid forces, Asher Yoilu, he won't help you, but Yatsilu Kito Ema, that's nonsense, it means he refers to the Avodah Zarah, to idol worship, they said they cannot help you. Kilo Yitosh Asher Metamu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave Am Yisrael, Babu Shema Gadol, because of his great name. That's a prophecy that Shmuel is saying. They said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always will be with you. But not because of you, just because his name. I don't know exactly what it means. Rashi says, what it means is that everybody knows that Hashem always helps us. And Baruch does not want his name to become smaller. Therefore, Shmuel Nevi says, Hashem will never leave you. That's against what it says really in the Torah. The Torah constantly says, Anochi Aser Asir, Hashem said, if he don't obey the mitzvot, he will hide himself, he will leave us. But here, maybe it is forever, I don't know. I mean, Baruch Shmuel Gadol for his big name. Kerila Hashem asot etchem olam, Hashem who swore, the Torah says, Hashem who swore that you are his nation. Yeah, of course we are his nation, if we obey. If we don't obey, Hashem who does not want us to be his nation. Nevertheless, it's a prophecy. גם אנוכי חלילה לי, also for me, חס ושלום, I would not לחתור להשם to sin. To הקדוש ברוך הוא מחדול להתפלל בעצם, to stop praying for you. I always will pray for you. Even though the חכמים say that he is a little bit upset, that you just ask for a king and you drop me. It sounds like Shmuel, that's the explanation. Sounds like Shmuel is upset that he, if you may say, he was the leader of Am Yisrael, he was in control. And Am Yisrael said, the children are not like you, I really want to have a king. And he's saying, you know, I really should be upset and I should not pray for you if you do something bad, but I will not stop it. I will continue praying for you. I'm going to show you the right way. Why does he have to say that? I mean, if he talks to himself, maybe it was part of the prophecy, he couldn't stop it. Ach, Yiru et Hashem, please be, have some fear in front of Hashem, אבל אתם אותו באמת, בכל לבבכם. Worship הקדוש ברוך הוא, truthfully, with all your heart. קראו את אשר הגדיל עמכם. And it's a very nice speech, but why it's in the Navim? And what is the purpose of the speech, really? And what is really the threat, that he threats Am Yisrael so much, and he praises himself? And we read this after, we should have read this after this coming Shabbat. I don't know what's really the reason for that. Some Chachamim say this is, Shmuel was a great grandson of Korach. I want to show that Korach had a great grandson, a very big tzaddik. So for this, he doesn't have to choose that path. Chachamim say, no, he does something like Moshe. Moshe also said to earth to open up and swallow Korach, something really and not a usual thing. And he also can do things like this. But that's also, in the Navi constantly you find in the Neviim did things that's really not usual things. Eliyahu, Elisha, constantly. Navi, other Navim as well. And some people say, well, he's saying that he's going to pray for them even though they sin. This is a little bit against, this is against something, his personality. And he said he should not have prayed, but he does pray, but he's going the opposite. In Parashat HaShavuot, we don't see it. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to pray for the Tamar Biram and Korach, the opposite. He's going to bury them. Speaking about Korach, this is what Hashem will talk about Wednesday. What is the secret about Shmuel HaNavi? What is really the secret of Shmuel HaNavi? The secret of this book. So of course, I mean, the Navi. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara tells us the Beit HaMikdash that we had, the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash, the Shlomo HaMelech built, and the place of Beit HaMikdash was given by Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi had in his hand the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash.
Did he design
it? No. Then we're going to go. Okay, we're going to go from the front, maybe. So the Chachamim says in the Midrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu after Ten Commandments, Ve'ata po amodi madi, you stand up next to me. He tells him, stand up next to me. The Chachamim, why does it say, stand up next to me? To teach you the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash that's supposed to be given is being given only when the person stands up. That's how important Beit HaMikdash is. It's not only that in Beit HaMikdash nobody is allowed to sit besides the king. Maybe Kohen HaGadol. Also some Chachamim say. Most Chachamim say no. But nobody is allowed to sit in Beit HaMikdash. Not only is allowed to sit in Beit HaMikdash, the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. It means, after Ten Commandments, the first thing what Hashem did is he told Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Beit HaMikdash. Here, how are you going to build Beit HaMikdash? That's exactly the measurement, and that's how the yard is going to be and everything else. Now you please stand next to me, says the Chachamim, says the Midrash. At that moment, why did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu stand up? Why did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu stay with me? Why says stand? Standing up was necessary, says the Chachamim, says the Midrash, because even the blueprint that was given to Moshe at that moment required that Moshe should stand. That's how holy Beit HaMikdash is. See the Chachamim that before Moshe Rabbeinu died, the Torah says also the same statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, you and Yeshua come and stand up in front of the Mishkan. See the Chachamim, why does it say over there to stand up, says the Midrash? Because at that moment that Moshe felt that he's dying, he called Yeshua and said, I have to give you something, come over here. The Hashem said, go, stand up over here. Stand up next to the Mishkan, and next to the Mishkan, and you transferred the blueprint to Yeshua. Before Yeshua died, said the Chachamim, said the Midrash, Yeshua called up this Kenim, the Shoftim, he called them up, said, stand up over here, I'm going to give you the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. When his Kenim died, every judge, and this is really the secret of Sefer Shoftim, from judge to judge, the blueprint was transferred until Shmuel Levi came. Shmuel Levi came, he got the blueprint in his hand. It's the person now that has the blueprint. Of course, says the Ramban, and Allah the Chachamim, but the Ramban says it. This is Parashah, if you want to look in the Ramban says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was upset, very upset. And says he upset because no one is having this mind to be Beit HaMikdash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all busy with the gardens, all busy with the fields, they're all busy with the constructions, they're busy with everything they have, until David HaMelech came. Until David HaMelech came, nobody had a desire or the mind to be Beit HaMikdash, even though there is a map, there is a blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave immediately a commandment. Nothing else is the Midrash. As a commandment, Hashem said, okay, here it is. You accept the commandments, says the Prophet, accept the Ten Commandments, then the next step is Beit HaMikdash. But, I'm not telling you to do it, I'm not telling you. You have to understand Beit HaMikdash is a stage of Am Yisrael, that there will be at that stage, we have Beit HaMikdash. And that's the Rambam writes, Melech HaMashiach, Yekabed V'Rechav Beit HaMikdash. And says Beit HaMikdash is going to be built by Mashiach. You cannot just voluntarily go today and you say you want to build it. Won't work. You have to have Mashiach. What it means is that you are in a certain stage, then it's going to be the right desire to Beit HaMikdash. But you have to know that this is really the goal of this universe, Beit HaMikdash. That's what Nabi Yeshayahu says, Nabi Michal says, I mean, that's when Mashiach will come, it's going to be Beit HaMikdash, and all the Goyim will come, or Am Yisrael will come, all the Goyim will come. But it's a destination, and that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu and gave him the blueprint for Beit HaMikdash right after the Ten Commandments. He said, the Ten Commandments is very nice, Torah is very nice, but you have to know what's the destination. The destination is to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beit HaMikdash. And this is what we learn, worship. That's what says in Sefer Dvarim, that finally you get to the place to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Betim Shama. Over there you sacrifice everything, but that's the goal. The Ramban in this week's parasha, Sefer Dvarim was very upset. that constantly no one had this intention, and nobody was thinking even about it. Until the Amir came and said, oh, see, I live in a palace, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dwelling in a tent. And how is it possible? Where is it? Then, Rabbi Yosef met Shmuel Navi. Shmuel Navi, together with David HaMelech, was thinking, and then Shmuel Navi gave the blueprint to David HaMelech, and eventually David gave it to Shlomo, and that's the form of Bet HaMikdash that was given to Shlomo, and he built it with that form that was originally given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu at the commandment. The Navi, this chapter you just read, that Shmuel is saying, stand up, stand up, stand up. It doesn't mean stand up. It means you have to stand up over here. So why have to stand up? Shmuel was hinting to them, this is time to transfer. I'm going to die now. I'm going to die. I'm 53 years old. I'm dying. As I'm dying, well, what I have to transfer before I die? So before I transfer, I want you to understand that something is missing here. And you have to get to that state, to that position that you should have the zchut of Beit HaMikdash. Of course, it's a mitzvah to have a king, says David. So. But you have to understand, the purpose of a king is not a king. The purpose of a king is to build Beit HaMikdash. So when Amir said, as for a king, this is one idea is very upset then. It says, you're missing the whole idea. Yes, it says in the Torah to have a king. But if you read the parasha well, you see, that's what's going to happen. It's going to happen that the king is going to have a Tamikdash, that's what the Gemara says. But you don't want a king for that. You want a king because you have a war, you have a fight with Amon, and you want to have a king. So, but it's true. That's what Nabi is going to tell you, the Shaul has an opposition. Because he was not chosen for the right reason. If it had been chosen for the right reason, nobody would not have an opposition. Like Mashiach was having an opposition. Shaul is having an opposition. The people laugh at him, they don't like him. He says, well, let me tell you this. Who cares if some people are against Shaul HaMelech? He says, no, you don't understand. The Rabbi wants to tell you they have a reason. They don't know for that reason. They just don't respect him. They don't say hello to him. He says, because the idea is not the hello. The idea is not what the king is a king to save us. The purpose of the king is to collect all of us and we were coming down. You're not interested in this. Let Shmuel Ari ask them, excuse me, I want to know, did I do anything wrong? What he refers to, says Ari, is not he wants to clear himself before he dies. It doesn't matter. If they say maybe it means also that he wants to give back, maybe. Ari, no, it means that he has the blueprint in his hand. And he wants to know why you people don't behave right, that I should have this zechut to build Beit HaMikdash for you. But again, I cannot say, because if I say, it means they would say, of course, we'll build Beit HaMikdash. But Beit HaMikdash is not by demanding. Beit HaMikdash is only by the time that you're all ready for that. And he hints to them, and he tells them, this happened, this happened, this happened. He says, all the things that he tells them is only to tell them that you're not ready. But it's not you're not ready for a king, you're not ready to have Beit HaMikdash. And why not ready for Beit HaMikdash? But at least it's threatening them. He says, you have to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to the spot. He says, I'm here, the last messenger for you. He says, if you're not getting behaved, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish your fathers in the grave. Something that was unheard before. Who heard such a threat? That somebody is threatening a person. He says, also your great-grandfather will have new worm coming into his grave. He's going to eat his body. So Shmuel is very, very upset. He says, I'm going to show you something. So something very similar that happened when we got the 10 commandments. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought thunders, and there was a fire. No rain, was a fire on Mount Sinai. When Rabbi said, I'm going to do something outstanding, you don't believe what I'm going to do to you. And it's going to scare you. And the same scare was in the time of on the Ten Commandments, that we said the same sentence from Shabbat, please don't let HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to us anymore. We're afraid we're going to die. So when you say something, we're afraid we're going to die. Please, have mercy on us. We've seen. We don't want a king. So fire him, impeach him. And he says, no. Don't worry about it. No one. He says, well, what is this? He says, it's a sin. He says, of course it's a sin. It's a sin, I don't want him. He says, no. It's not a sin to have a king. It's a sin for the purpose you want it. But you have to understand why you want to have a king. You want to have a king for Beit HaMikdash. You want to build Beit HaMikdash. Now he says, listen, if you're going to keep everything and you worship, he emphasizes all the time, you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean worship means to praise, means worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means to worship him with HaMikdash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why that speech, before he calls up everybody, he takes them to Gilgal. Gilgal was the first stop in Eretz Yisrael. So after we crossed the Jordan River, the Mishkan was built in Gilgal. And now, when there's no opposition, he says to everybody, okay, let's go to Gilgal. He says, why do you have to go to Gilgal? What's the Gilgal so great about it? He says, Gilgal was the first stop in Eretz Yisrael that we had the Mishkan. He says, at that time was already the mistake. At that time, the Mishkan was in Gilgal. You should have demanded. At that time, that you want to have a Tamikdash, but he didn't. I says, now you ask for a king. The Rambam says, the first king that really we had, not really a king, but something like a king, was Moshe Rabbeinu. The second one was Yeshua. After Yeshua, was no more kings until Shaul HaMelech. And Yeshua, the first stop after he crossed the Jordan River, was Gilgal. He says, Gilgal, we put the Mishkan. Everybody was happy. Baruch Hashem, you have a Mishkan in a tent. He says, no, you don't understand. It's very nice to put the Mishkan in Gilgal, but it's a big mistake. We should have come to the Gilgal. And Yeshua put the tent. He should have said, Yeshua, you want to have a Tamikdash. Yeshua had the blueprint of a Tamikdash. But he wasn't ready for that. He says, now you want to have a king. Shmuel said, okay, let me take you back to Gilgal. Let's appoint Shaul over there. He says, why you have to appoint him over there? He says, that was the first part you should have demanded to build Beit HaMikdash. And they're all going there, and the Navi is going to tell you, they're coming there, they're very happy, they're sacrificing. He says, yes, it's true. That's what it means. You're sacrificing your God because over there it should be the first demand to build Beit HaMikdash. That's why they're very happy. They're not happy, the Navi doesn't tell you, they're happy because everybody is happy that Shaul HaMelech won the war, and Shaul HaMelech now is the one that most of the people admire and respect him. It says, behind it, this now, that's the king, that really now, what should have been, is the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, immediately after, so we're going to learn that Shmuel Navi is calling Shaul, he says, okay, now it's time to destroy Amalek. Again, this is the job of the Mashiach, to destroy Amalek in Beit HaMikdash. Just because Shaul delays it, again, because the Am Yisrael are not in the position, are not in the state to have Beit HaMikdash, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying something else. It's okay. So first you see that Shaul HaMelech is the right person. Says, don't ignore him, because he's really called Mashiach. Because Mashiach means that he has to be Beit HaMikdash. You should have demanded Beit HaMikdash. Nobody worries about Beit HaMikdash. Then in a few chapters later, we'll find out that all of a sudden Shmuel called Shaul HaMelech, says, go, let's kill at Amalek. Go destroy Amalek. He says, why destroy Amalek now? He says, again, because the Rambam says, the Gemara says, that this is a condition to have Beit HaMikdash. Maybe you don't have Beit HaMikdash because it's Amalek. Okay, let's try this. In the meantime, he's not going to destroy Amalek. Again, we have Beit HaMikdash. So tell you that this is really what the tragedy, that's what Shmuel writes, the whole prophecy in this book. Because he had really the ability to bring us to the state of having Beit HaMikdash. That's what he gives in the Mosaic. He tells them, you won't go here, you won't go there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu send you this judge, another judge, Moshe, and now on. It is the repetition only to tell you that you have to get to a stage that you have to have the ability to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beit HaMikdash. This is really what the connection to Parashat Korach. If we would have read this Haftarah, Parashat Korach, this is really what the Rambam writes, writes in this Parashah. The heart of the problem of the Mishkan and the demand of Korach, that Korach wants to be the Kohen HaGadol, or Moshe Rabbeinu is upset at him, or the opposition to Moshe Rabbeinu, is because we're not ready to have Beit HaMikdash. And this is really what we learn last week, Parashah, that the Meraglim, the spies came back and they said, Amalek is Shebi HaTanegel, it's Amalek, Amalek, Amalek. And why are you trying to, so for the translation, the Rashi says, they wanted to threaten Am Yisrael, that the Amalek is very strong, you can overcome him. But he said it's even deeper than that. But the thing is, if you have Amalek, it means you can have Beit HaMikdash. It means the destination is Beit HaMikdash, you can have Beit HaMikdash. He says, you see this guy down there, and it's very hard to chase him or to kill him. So it means we're not going to have Beit HaMikdash. And this is really the whole idea of the story of Korach and his people, all upset at Moshe. They're upset about the situation, about the coming of the Zohar says. And this is the connection between the Parsha and the Torah, that we have to demand not to have a kingdom, to have Medina of Israel, we have to have a Medina of Israel in order to have Bet HaMikdash, because that's what Kalim is looking for us to ask him that we want to have Bet HaMikdash. That's what I said to him. Nobody's asking anything, nobody's asking anything. He said, Chatano, we've seen. He said, that's not the scene, that's not the scene. He says, what you have to have is Yirat Shamayim, Pia, Fredo, Kalifu, and worship. And that's when the Messiah says, okay, we want to worship Hashem. You want to worship Bet HaMikdash? Nobody said it. Nobody said it. That's more than a beast. They said, okay. So I understand. Stays with the thing, and immediately the first king will die. He says, of course he's going to die because he's not going to be Bet HaMikdash. And it is. What's the sense to have a king? I says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu showed the Zama Rishon, the first king, Shaul HaMelech, showed him he died. And I'm not sure the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shaul, the first king should die. She said, you don't understand why. She says, yeah, I understand why. Because the purpose of a king is not the kingdom. The first purpose of the king is the Bet HaMikdash. So he's not ready, Bet HaMikdash is not. So the next king will be ready. So soon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell Shmuel HaNavi, go appoint David HaMelech to be the next king. Shaul is no good. Why Shaul is no good? Shaul is no good. The Gemara says Shaul is a holy man. Tzadik says, no. They don't tell the purpose of a king is Bet HaMikdash. He is not ready. He didn't kill Amalek. He is not ready for Bet HaMikdash. You don't need him anymore. We need somebody that should have a desire to be Bet HaMikdash. Let's come the next king. It's David HaMelech that he will be Bet HaMikdash.
Besides the Rambam, what do the other Chachamim say about the Moshiach?
The Rambam quotes the Gemara, it's not the Rambam. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. It's not the Rambam. Nobody argue with that part.
That the Moshiach will rebuild?
Only Moshiach can rebuild with the Mikdash. That's the purpose of Moshiach. That's what the Gemara says. That Shmuel and David together figure out that's the place of the Mizbeach, because that's the place of the Tamid.